Tom, we just had a major catastrophe right here in the studio.
Oh, no. Call an ambulance.
What happened?
I just hit myself in the eye with my headphones.
Oh.
They snapped back into my eyeball. I think I'm going to have to call 911.
Wow.
Has that ever happened before in all your years?
Not in my years, no.
Because they're not really pointy or anything.
No, but I've done it. I've damaged myself.
Well, this is not good.
No.
And it's early in the week, too.
You have a whole
week to get through after this.
What about my television audience? For God's sake, Tom. What am I going to do?
You're going to have those Bob Costas eyes.
That's why they invented makeup row, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway.
Well, that sounds very uncomfortable.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blame Violetta. I'm going to say that because I didn't get her birthday present on time, she hit me right in the eye.
I see.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
What do they say? Karma?
Yeah.
See what's going on there? I am surrounded by assassins, Tom.
You know what? I'll tell you, Ro, and do you have, I've got a camera pointed at me all the time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when I'm getting, given trouble by Mr. Snyder or somebody here, I threaten to, slap them or something like that. He says, go ahead, take your best shot. And, we've got the lawsuit cam pointed at me.
Is there a webcam pointed at you at all times, or just a camera, your TV camera?
Just the TV camera, yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know that they're running a tape on that all the time, but you've got cameras there,
yeah,
right?
We do.
We do. Yeah, the whole time. They're webcams, but
Violetta, you're all right. There's evidence, video evidence.
I was in my traffic booth at the time of question.
There you go.
I'll tell a little story. Can I tell a little story?
Please.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the statute of limitations has run out on this because it is more than 25 years.
Well, don't use the person's name.
Oh, of course, I will not use the person's name. Over at the old, I worked at a TV station that rhymed with Channel 2, and I at that time they had a big newsroom set,
right.
And what I thought was the coolest thing ever when first day I walked in there, and it was like the New York Times of television, right? The Channel 2 News back in the day
owned the market. Yeah.
Yes. And set the standard.
Sure.
And by the time I got there, they went from a solid number one to a solid number four behind Simpsons
Not
reruns.
Not because of you.
No, I don't.
There were other reasons for that.
There may have been. I mean, I was just a very low-level functionary at the time. But but it was like cutting my teeth in what was this great, journalistic institution of Chicago.
Yeah, what an experience.
A shrine to journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with Walter and Bill.
Oh, amazing stuff. And that newsroom was the actual, when you'd see that in the background, that was for real what was going on back there.
It was a working newsroom.
Yep.
There was much made of that at the time. That was pretty revolutionary.
It was, and it was a mustard yellow, which I don't know why they thought that was a good thing for television. And then they changed it to this sparkly blue, and the numbers started to go bad. And because I think that people liked the dingy nature of it because it made it seem like what was really going on. And, when I was getting there, there were still people smoking in the newsroom.
used to have cocktails in the newsroom, didn't they?
I don't know anything about that.
I heard in the news director's offices back then, they would. After the work was done, they go retire?
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But those weren't technically in the newsroom.
Okay.
So they had that, and then they had this, the old school way of doing it, which was the wires. Literally, they had a bank of those printers where the wires were coming across on wire paper, and you had producers there with their sleeves rolled up and their glasses.
And the buzzing of all the machines and stuff.
Right.
Spitting out the copy.
Exactly. And then it would look at it, hey, this just in, flash! President Kennedy has been assassinated! That's a 20 years ago today story. But anyway, so here's the point. They had at different desks in the newsroom. They had microphone positions so that they could go to a reporter sitting at his desk. And they'd move a camera around on the floor over to that. And back then, these were big, bulky cameras.
Right.
They still sort of are today. But basically, I think at Fox, they shoot it on an iPhone. So you've got this kind of deal. And there were a couple reporters in the newsroom who were well, let's just say, you know, newsrooms have this from time to time. Every business has this from time to time. There's people that, you know, sort of fall in love with each other.
Oh.
You know?
It happens a lot in the business, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Because you're working so much and you're working odd hours and you naturally are hanging out
sure.
outside of work with the people you work with.
And mm-hmm. two of the boy and the girl happen to have desks with microphones in them.
Oh. Oh, no.
So what they would do is these, you know, those little like lavalier mics that uh-huh. they
yeah,
wore on TV, you know.
You barely see them. They're really yeah. small. They just clip yeah. on your blouse or your jacket or something.
And there'd be a little holder right next to the desk where you put your lavalier mic, a little holster for it.
So sure. that's ready to go when you are.
And this boy and this girl, they decided to take their lavalier mics and put them in their drawers and close the drawer thinking that
would
no one will notice it. But then they would get on the phone with each other, and these are old phones that had, you know, wires connected
sure.
to a phone, you know, and they would lean down and their heads would go down
uh-huh.
on the desk when they were talking to each other. It became very obvious.
Yeah.
Like from across the room, mm-hmm. you'd see these two
mm-hmm.
doing this
mm-hmm.
and you know, trying to keep themselves or anybody else, or perhaps even their spouses, from realizing that this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so early on, some of the other, you know, producers, you know, would sit around and watch this because, you know, we're all, you know, journalists, we're news gatherers.
Sure.
You know,
curious.
We see crap happening. We
right.
want to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
We'd rush into the control room and turn the mics
oh,
on and cue
no.
to listen to them.
That's really
That's
mean.
Almost, that's wrong. And then did everyone act like they didn't know?
Yes.
I mean, come on, someone at some point is going to
wow.
look at them funny and be like, it's you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It didn't go on for all that long. But it was a situation where there'd be a party in the control room listening.
Sure.
And the speakers in the control room to these two trying to be surreptitious about each other.
Jeez.
They were also not very liked people in the institution. You know how
so,
that goes?
Yeah, yeah. They're just looking for more ammo.
Yeah.
Out of towners from, you know, some mm-hmm. market, you know, many steps mm-hmm. below the rest of what was going
yeah.
on there. And they were treating everybody, you know, back in Tulsa, we didn't act like this.
Right,
know.
Right, which everyone loves to hear.
Right.
In Chicago.
And that's how it all went.
Well, were there spicy conversations?
Apparently there were. I missed a lot of those. Oh. I just knew that it was going on. I worked for Walter Jacobson, and he was yelling at me from the minute
scared.
I got in to the minute I left, and then he'd call me at home and yell at me then. So I was 22 or 3 or however old I was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what the hell to do.
Uh-huh.
So it was like I didn't have time. If I weren't sitting at my desk and I was like in, you know, the control room in the middle of the day listening to something else,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
all hell was going to break loose. It was as though I was trying to keep nuclear missiles from hitting America. That's how serious we
obviously
took everyone.
Obviously, good training. He did his job.
Oh my
you gotta
God.
Thank him for that.
Yes,
that's amazing.
For sure.
And to get to work with him, such
yes.
a legend.
Oh my word! I should say, working with Walter, that what a training ground that must have been. That was terrific.
Mm-hmm. That was the truth. And he did. I mean, because we had to do an investigative piece
yeah.
every single night.
Every night?
Every night.
You mean the perspective?
2.5 minutes was some nights he would just do an opinion piece, but very rarely.
Right.
I'd say 4 out of 5 nights we were doing some sort of, you know, a city worker on city time, in a city truck.
I love
a city
those.
Worker in a city
oh,
time
I
on
grew
a truck.
Up watching
with
those.
His, you know, with his
I,
feet
oh,
hanging out
I did.
On a truck.
And you always wanted yeah. to see what Walter had. I mean, I know my dad didn't like TV on during dinner. The only time is when Walter was on.
Yeah.
He would be like, wait,
yeah.
wait, wait, we got to see what Walter Jacobson has.
Exactly.
Or Bill Curtis, too.
Yeah.
So we had to do that. So there was no time for me to listen to the, you know, these two. This is the era when television was turning from ugly people to really hot people wearing
right.
bathing suits.
Heck, today they'd make a TV show out of it.
Yeah,
know,
no
like
question.
Reality. You know, a newsroom reality show.
Right, where they'd go into an edit bay and then admit something into the camera.
Tom, well, have you ever had anybody come in and try to do an image on you or anything? Or, you know, like they get these hair and makeup people come in and try to redo the image of the station
yeah.
or your dress
I think
code.
We've all gone through that at one time or another. You know, it was interesting. I remember they had one consultant in one time, and this person said my hair was starting to go. And they
mm-hmm.
said, you know, you would – I was surprised by this. They said – you'd look good if you just shaved it all off. And I thought, wow, you know, that's
yeah.
pretty revolutionary. Now Mother Nature's done it for me, you know, so.
It's working. Whatever you're doing is working.
Very low maintenance now.
You
know,
good.
You don't worry about windstorms or anything like that because there's nothing left to blow, you know.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's, well, that, and that became, I mean, that was a moment where in television, you, I mean, the toupee, and we've seen some over the years, haven't
yeah.
we?
They're kind of bad.
Some are good, though. There's a couple that you would never know.
Really?
But then there are, but then, you know, but most TV people are paying for it.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yes.
And it really, you're in worse shape for having tried to do that than, and I, you know, I don't know. It never bothered me. I figured, well, what can I, you know, in a perfect world, it wouldn't have happened.
Don't you think, though, I mean, I know we got to do the weather here in a second. I'm going to get mad at you. But don't you think it is, I had a programmer tell me early on in the business, it's not how you say it, it's what you say. The point of it was, because I was worried that I didn't have the right voice for radio and stuff like that. Don't worry about that.
Well,
it's
remember that, Ro, that is true. Because remember that we had a whole stable of these amazing announcers, you know, they'd talk and the walls would rattle, you know, the pictures, you'd hear them banging against the wall. Just given, and then, of course, there was always the studio where you had this little guy. I remember when I worked in Madison and radio up in Wisconsin, I was going to school. There was this guy who did the news, and, oh, this, you know, mellifluous voice, deep and dulcet tones. And I met the guy. He was like about 3 feet, 10 inches high and talked like this, you know. And then, but when he went on, the minute that mic went on, hello.
I know.
It's so true.
I've seen that too. The person doesn't fit the voice.
I know.
It's the beauty of radio.
Yes.
It's the beauty of radio. Everybody thinks I'm 4 feet tall, blonde with glasses.
It's so much better now, you know, that we're just able to be ourselves, you know,
and
talk the way we talk.
Right. Well, it's, people want to know. And I mean, no one's better at giving you weather detail analysis and projection than Tom Skilling. And that's true.
That's absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, that's why that's what you're about. You're about the content. We're all about the content.
Sure isn't a pretty face.
It's a gorgeous face, Tom.
It's a face only a mother could love. And I used to tell her it's a face only a mother could love. And even she had trouble with it. She'd say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that face. And I, you know, that's something I didn't worry about.
The biggest
either.
Star in television in this town ever.
Yeah.
I would not complain about that. All right, so very quickly here.
Yeah.
Oh, we got snow coming tomorrow?
No problems tonight, tomorrow night. Part of the area may be involved in some snow as we go on Wednesday and Wednesday night. So we're still 2 days away from this. We'll have plenty of time to look at this.
And panic between now and then.
Oh, I don't think there's any reason to panic. Because, you know, one thing, it's going to get windy again. And that's just what we need, another day of high winds. But it won't be quite as bad as what we saw Friday. But we'll have some 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And
there's a great video on Facebook of a woman being stuffed into a cab at the corner of Walton and Michigan, right in that wind tunnel, right at that point, right across from the Drake Hotel.
Was this in the middle of that thing Friday?
Yes, Friday, where there's like four people coming to her aid. She's holding on to the Playboy building, and she's being then like forced into the cab by all these people who are surrounding. Then people are running over thinking she's being kidnapped because she can't hold up against the wind.
Yeah, and they're trying to keep her from blowing over to Michigan.
Yes, exactly, because you can get right into the traffic. All right, Tom, we got to run here, but
guys,
thank you very much.
Go ahead, and good to talk to you. Happy Monday.
Just remember that Mike is always live in your office.
I know.
It's the truth.
It's true.
All right.
See you guys. Here is-